Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
One of the things that I love about traveling so much is that, look, here in the United States, I think we get so ingrained in our mind that if you don't travel, this is the way, what we do here is the way the rest of the world operates also, right? And it's so different around the world.
If anybody thinks that way, like, even if you don't have the means to travel, I encourage you to get on the internet.
Watch a YouTube video.
Because there's a lot of countries out there that are less fortunate than America. And there's also a lot of countries out there that do things way better than we do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
I was telling these guys earlier that I went to Peru. I went to Machu Picchu and did some hiking last week and realized on these hikes that I hate hiking. Really?
Hell of a hike to go on to figure out that you don't like it.
I'm constantly preaching to people, you got to enjoy the journey. And you know what else I realized? I don't like the journey. I just like being on the top. Right? So there are a couple of things in Peru that really stood out to me that are so different than they are here in the United States, right? So for one, imagine any teacher that is listening right now, any teacher, if you are a firefighter, policeman, or you work for government at all, no employees of the government in Peru pay any taxes at all.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Y'all, awesome. You work for the government, you don't pay any taxes whatsoever.
So my brother, who is a firefighter, my sister-in-law, who's a police officer, they wouldn't have to pay taxes.
Truth.
Nice.
And the rest of the country pays a flat tax, 18%. So it doesn't matter if you have a little itty-bitty company or you are Microsoft, everybody pays 18%, which kind of works against a lot of the locals that have, because 18% in a country like this that doesn't make a lot of money, it's a pretty poor country. It's beautiful, but it is a really poor country. So if you're opening up your own store and you have to pay 18% in taxes, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they predict that 70% of the companies in Peru are done under the table, so they don't have to pay that 18%.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine?
I couldn't.
You're opening up a store and you're like hiding it from the government. One thing that I thought was really, really cool is in most of these little itty bitty towns in Peru, I have never seen as many dogs in a city on the streets as I saw in Peru.
Like stray dogs?
No. Here's the thing. Here's the kicker, right? So in these smaller towns, the families allow their dogs to go out in the middle of the day and run the streets by themselves. So there are hundreds of dogs in these different packs, just all hanging out, having a great time. And then around 6 o'clock, all the dogs go back home for dinner and they spend the night in the home. And then the next morning they open up the door and the dogs run the streets again.
What? So they're free range dogs.
Free range dogs,
that's
man.
Awesome.
Having this great social time. Great social
lives.
I tried guinea pig for the very first time. They eat guinea pigs there.
No, that feels wrong.
That's not a lot of meat.
You'd be surprised.
I'm like, you're mad that the guinea pigs aren't meaty enough for you?
Yeah, they're kind of small, though.
I just felt like, so they eat alpaca and they eat guinea pig.
Wow.
And we weren't going to do either one, but we ended up going into this really small town that opened up to us, and they were showing us how they live in this town and how they've kept the same customs in this town as the Incas did for thousands and thousands of years. So one of the things that they eat traditionally is guinea pig, and they put it in front of us, and we both felt it would have been disrespectful to say no, so we ate it.
How was it?
It wasn't bad.
Really?
What did it taste like?
Guinea pig. It's almost like asking like what an orange tastes like unless you've tasted it. It's very unique.
Huh.
Right? So, and when you order it in restaurants on special occasions, it comes out full body with the head. The guinea pig is like, So the guinea pig has got his mouth wide open. He's like, ready to attack you, man.
That's so rude.
Yeah, it is.
So they are domesticated there also, but it's a very rare occasion that they eat guinea pig, but they do. And the one thing that really struck me here also is I have kids also that complain about going to school, and now I got one that's going to be driving 30 minutes to get to school also. I told these guys earlier that I ran into a couple of kids that walk 5 hours round trip to get to school every single day.
Wow.
And they don't even have... This sounds like one of those stories that your parents used to tell. I used to walk uphill both ways to school. This is true. 5 hours round trip to school, and they don't have any shoes. They can't afford shoes, so they cut up car tires, and that's what they use as their shoes to walk on these really rural streets to get to schools because they aren't real close to each other. So the only way to go is to have to walk 3, 4, 5 hours a day into those schools.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, right?
That doesn't even seem realistic.
Just makes you realize, and in looking around that country, which is really just so incredibly beautiful, but really, really poor, and COVID took a lot away from that country also because they depended so much on travel dollars. They were literally trading food. Like one house would trade food with another house. It just made me realize that all of the amazing things that we have and the accessibility that we have in this country, and we complain so much about like the little inconveniences.
Oh, we take it for granted for
totally,
sure.
Totally, right? Where it's just not like that around the world. And that's why I love traveling, because every time I get back, I'm like, oh my God, the things that we have in this country and the freedoms that we have here and the food that we have on our table and the clothes that we have on our back are just the minimum. But a lot of places around the world don't have that at all. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had like another spiritual trip like you did when you went to Japan.
Yeah, it very, very similar. And it's a very community feel like that also. Mm-hmm. So if you get the chance to go, man, you talk about a really cheap place. We ended up at a restaurant accidentally that was one of the top 50 restaurants in South America. We had no idea when we got in there. It was 9 courses. They pair a drink with each meal, and we walked out of there for a total of $85.
You're kidding.
What?
What pairs with the guinea pig?
The guinea pig wasn't at that one. The alpaca was, and I think it was a red wine.
Thanks for low.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.